Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, my brothers and my sisters. Welcome, welcome.
welcome, welcome, more drums, more more joy, more love for, and healing for everybody at this time of happy full moon today on October 15, 2016. Feel the burn. Hashtag feel the burn. Hashtag bring Bernie back. And hashtag Bernie is destined to become. So welcome, brothers. Just celebrating another amazing hashtag radio.com. AshnarTV.com. Check out his wonderful content. We have the whole full geopolitical update on really what's going on. Not the lies they tell you in mainstream media. We tell you the truth because we work from the heart. Those people work from the greed, work for the, you know, for the top dollar, you know, like. But we, you know, we work from the heart. Everyone is doing their, you know, their part. Some are doing the part of the light. Some, like me, like myself, and many other light workers and love workers and, you know, truth workers. And some of us are doing, you know, their part from the dark. You know, this movie of We Are All One Movie.com. You know what I mean? We are all one movie.com. This is we're all part of this movie, and it's just coming to to the end where we're going to just again become the real you, the real me, and it's happening. Catch this. Check this out. This is from a former editor from the Forbes magazine. It's pretty a well-credited magazine. You know, Forbes magazine, he worked for that. And this is what it's saying. Catch this.
Hazarian Mafia Operation, Japan and Korea to China. Hosted on BenjaminFulford.net by Benjamin Fulford. An official who reports to Chinese President Xi Jinping told a representative of the White Dragon Society last week that Hillary Clinton had offered to hand over Korea, ASEAN, and Japan to help create a United States of China, if the Chinese supported her bid to become President of the United States. Clinton also told the Chinese that a short, sharp war with the U.S. military would be needed to put this plan in place and establish China as the world's number one superpower. For this reason, China supports Clinton, the official said. The WD's representative told the Chinese that Hazarian gangsters like Hillary tell people what they want to hear but always betray them as soon as they get a chance. He was also told that no matter how many times the U.S. military ran simulations of an all-out war with China, the result was always 90% of the world's population dying and the northern hemisphere of the planet becoming uninhabitable. It was further explained to the official that, according to British intelligence, when George Bush Sr. went fishing with Vladimir Putin in 2007, he invited Putin to join a plot to destroy China. The scenario Bush painted was for the US and Russia to start a new Cold War. This would give Russia, the US, Europe and Japan an excuse to rearm. During this Cold War, Russia would pretend to be China's friend. However, in the end, NATO, Russia, Japan, and Korea would all attack China and divide it into six countries so that China would never rise to be a threat to Western power. The official was also told that Clinton was part of the Bush Nazi Mafia, so whatever promises she was making were only to buy time and get money from the Chinese so that they could carry out this plan. As a result of this conversation, the Chinese official agreed China should not support Clinton. The other thing the Hazarians did was to force their puppet, the Emperor of Japan, to announce his resignation on August 8, an auspicious day for China. Chinese were told this was to get Crown Prince Naruhito on the throne so he could help with the plan to unite Japan with China. Naruhito is married to Masako Iwata, who is the daughter of Rockefeller's slave and world court judge Hisashi Iwata. Again, the Chinese were told this was just a Hazarian attempt to bribe China by offering to hand over their puppet government in Japan. Furthermore, the imperial family would never willingly accede to such a plan, and so it was just a Hazarian lie. The emperor is resigning because of poor health and because he does not want to get involved in the ongoing fight over the gold bunkers in Japan. In conclusion, the WDs explained very clearly to the Chinese this was a Hazarian trick designed to fool the Chinese into war with the U.S. The WDs and the Chinese also discussed the future of the U.S. dollar and the global financial system. The Chinese delegate said China's plan was to replace the U.S. dollar with Bitcoin. He said the recent hacking of Bitcoin was a setback to this plan, but that a new generation Chinese supercomputers would be powerful enough to keep Bitcoin secure. The WDs told the Chinese a more viable plan was for China to take over the existing international U.S. dollar infrastructure and have the United States issue a separate new currency of its own. Pentagon sources, for their part, confirm U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is pushing for the launch of a gold-backed international currency to replace the U.S. dollar, as well as a new currency for the United States as a part of a revamp of the international financial system. The conditions are ripe and the Chinese could successfully pull this off, in tandem with U.S. military and agency white hats, by offering to trade all U.S. dollars based on real-world transactions, not derivatives and related financial fraud, or a new currency within a 2 or 3 month window of opportunity. The Chinese military and Asian royal families are ready to offer gold to back this move. At the most, only about 20, mostly small slave states, of the world's 200 or so countries would refuse to go along with such a plan, they were told. This is something the Chinese leadership will be discussing at their summer retreat this month. Society was also contacted last week by representatives of the South American drug cartels, who said they wanted help in laundering their drug money now that they could no longer go through the Bush/Nazi branch of the CIA. The Chinese military is looking to see if they can help do this, if it will help take down the Bush/Clinton crime family, according to Chinese government agents in Japan. The WDs, for its part, said the answer was to legalize and regulate the drug business. Another interesting thing revealed by the Chinese representative was that the now abandoned plan to put Hillary Clinton in power was part of a plan to place female leaders in power in a variety of countries because female leaders would be more compliant to Chinese rule. For this reason, he said, a decision has already been finalized to replace Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe with the female politician Renil Murata, who has Chinese blood. Renil would be just a puppet, he said. In any case, the ongoing Hazarian Mafia attempt to hand Japan over to China has led to strong infighting inside the Japanese power structure, with the religious, Shinto, Buddhist, and Christian establishment fighting against the Hazarian. This struggle, forces opposed to the Shinzo Abe regime successfully managed to place their candidate, Yuriko Koike, as mayor of Tokyo. This gives them control over police forces operating in the capital city and thus the ability to start rounding.
Meeting on March 4th, 2016. This is an update on the ongoing battle for the planet Earth. Now, a lot of you may realize that there is a war going on, and it's been going on for quite some years now. This is World War III, but it is not a conventional war with conventional army. It is a war that uses information, finance, assassinations, disinformation, special operations, many things like that. And it really is ultimately about the psychological process of deciding what we as a species do in the future. And I'm going to try to explain to you where we are now and what we can do to make things better. So things that the percentage of world GDP, percentage of world trade, everything shifted over 50% for Asia, or more specifically, the BRICS nations, including South America, India, Africa, everything but the West. Okay? And the other problem, or the other thing that occurred, is that the Western nations as a whole, for more than 40 years, that is to say, they have been taking stuff from the rest of the world, not paying for it. They were able to get away with it because of their military power. However, that also shifted because at a certain point, China reached a point where the United States could no longer crush it militarily. The Pentagon did war games over 9 times in a row with a simulated war against China, and each time they lost. Now, George Bush Sr. and his group of neocons' plan was to start a new Cold War. This new Cold War between Russia and the West was meant to lead to a huge increase in military budget in the United States, Europe, and in Japan, and in Russia. The Russians, according to Bush's plan, were supposed to pretend to be the ally of China. However, in the end, what was going to happen, according to this plan, was that West, Russia, Japan, they all would turn on China. They would invade China, and who actually were briefed on the plan, including senior Japanese politicians. However, this plan was not a viable one because it would have led to all of a nuclear war, and that would have meant destruction of the northern hemisphere, the death of about 90% of the world's population. Now, the reason why people like Bill Gates and the other people put up sea vaults in the Antarctic for the Arctic was because they were preparing for such an eventuality. Fortunately, sane mind and the military realized that destroying the planet was insane, and that plan has been stopped. However, what has not been resolved is that the West does not want to be ruled by Asia. So we do not want to become Chinese slaves, so we have to come up with a new deal. Now, in my case, the reason I got involved was because I found out about these plans to start World War to kill 90% of the world's population, and I realized this had to be stopped. And I also realized that, unfortunately, the United States had fallen under the control of criminally insane gangsters. These are what we call the neocons. So basically, they were Zionist fanatics who thought that they were going to start Armageddon and then rule the world forever. And they were, you know, basically invading countries like Iraq, murdering hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people, stealing oil, and you know, acting like vandals, criminals, murderers on the world stage with impunity. They were breaking international law. They were breaking all sorts of normal agreements of civilization to carry out this insane plan. I realized they had to be stopped. And I also realized that the way to stop them was to cut off their money. That's why I approached the Asian elders, initially the Japanese and the Chinese and the Asians, and told them, you cannot pay them to kill you. It's insane. That's why I got involved with what's known as the ancient Worldwide Alliance. The society can only be used for the greater good. It cannot be used for personal benefit. And we started this war, and one thing that happened was when I was initiated into the Red and Blue, they asked me to find benevolent Western secret societies and Western groups to help us. And I did so. I found out that there were a lot of groups in the West who were fighting, and these include the British Empire, which, for all its flaws, was trying to do good. okay, they were misguided, they were racist, they made a lot of mistakes. But, you know, their heart wasn't in the right place, and overall they did more good than they did bad. They're the place of the Catholic Church. Again, you know, they have a very mixed history, but the fact of the matter is that Christians, or places on earth where people are starving, you'll find Jesuit priests feeding people, making, keeping them alive, where no one else would be there. And overall, despite Ilya and, you know, their fascist tendencies, everything else, on the balance of things, they were more good than bad. And they have been cleaning themselves up. The Catholic Church has removed 4,000 pedophile priests at a Truth and Reconciliation Committee. They paid compensation money for their victims. And they also cleaned up the Vatican Bank and are trying to do good things. Furthermore, what has also happened is that the meeting on February 10th, head of the Russian Orthodox Church, was the first such meeting in 962 years, but it was a consolidation of Christianity and Western civilization, saying we're going to draw a line in the sand where we believe that Western civilization is right, on the right path, and we're doing the right thing, and we're willing to fight if somebody crosses that line. And there has been an alliance formed now between the Pentagon and the Russian military. What people need to understand then is, and this is very confusing, because the United States is in the middle of a civil war by proxy. Civil war is taking place in the Ukraine, in the Middle East, and in the American political sphere. But let's make this very clear. Problems in Syria and the Ukraine were not caused by the U.S. military. The U.S. military was not involved in the destruction of Libya. The last destruction of a country that the United States military was responsible for was Iraq. And what happened in Iraq was that the American military, the White House, thought that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and he's going to kill hundreds of thousands of people, or he was killing hundreds of thousands of people. So they believed that they were going in there to save lives and do good. Then, when they got there, they found out that actually, no, they'd been fooled. There were no weapons of mass destruction, and all they'd done is destroy a country in order to steal oil.
Okay, so thank you to our brother Benjamin Fulford for his reporting. You can find full of this message at ashtaradio.com, tarasheranradio.com, with a link to the source. Yeah, there's as you can tell, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of opportunities of great a positive energy. The possibilities are amazing, are very positive. You know, even though you might hear, you know, on the mainstream news, all this negative and nothing but negative news. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, there is positive news. Like, for instance, regarding Bernie Sanders, there is you know, without a doubt, sources at work, there is incredible predictions in regards of what is going on in regards of all the evolution of humanity and pretty much the survival of humanity and the entire Mother Earth, our entire planet. So there's a lot of souls participating on this issue. And I invite you to join us. Join me every day at 11:11 a.m. and at 11:11 p.m. for meditation. Just close your beautiful eyes and just inhale. Inhale as much light as you can as much air as you can with your eyes closed and visualize just like all this light coming into you, you know, starting with a purple light, violet flame, just surrounding you all over and making you feel better. That works for me. I'm just telling you what works for me, okay? So take a session with me. Let's talk an hour. You can find more information at AshtaRadio.com and or AshtTV.com. We also have an entire page about Nesara Jesara, the latest news, NesaraJesara.com. NesaraJesara.com. NeSara, N-E, national, N like national, E like economic, Sara, S like Sam, E like Apple, R like Robert, E like Apple. NeSara, JeSara, which is global economic, you know, Sara, okay, S-A-R-A, NeSaraJesara.com. The latest news of all the prosperity, all the abundance, all the what is Nesara all about? There's a lot of questions, you know, about what is Nesara, and it's nothing but good news. I'm telling you, there's so much good news that I totally invite you to check it out. It's also a page where you can, you know, give donations if you can, you know, as much as you can for in a one-time or in a monthly basis, whatever. You can find the history of Nesara. For instance, the history of Nesara means the National Economic Security and Reformation Act by your brother Ashtar Richard Sheran, independent journalist, filmmaker, weekly radio show, host of here at AshtarRadio.com. AshtarTV.com, and this stands Reiki Healer at your service. Let me help you heal, help you understand. Just please go to AshtarTV.com and Ashtar NesaraJesara.com to hire my services. And you can go from there. We can take it a 10-hour, we can take a 10-hour class, where you can understand a lot more about how to use the power of your chakras, what they are, etc., etc. So this is, writing a history of Nesara requires locating the separate dots and attempting to put them together to create truth. The original documents are sequestered and those individuals directly involved are still on this strict order. So I have used as a foundation a history written by James Ring. My research set out to prove Nesara by locating original documents and articles written by reputable people that illustrated each of the tenets. I have inserted some of the URLs for this tenet into Ring's history in my 11 plus years of research. And I have found nothing to disprove the existence of the Nesara law. Okay? It's true. It's happening. The internet is loaded with a lot of disinformation that can be easily dismissed by research. Okay? So as you read this history, you will find a mention of high officials being crowned. Wow. That is crazy, but it's, you know, that's what they're saying. The capacity to clone an adult individual signifies just one of the many secrets withheld from the public. So anyway, please go read it, but more for yourself. I mean, some really crazy stuff, but it's true and it's happening. This is the real history, okay? The real, real history, including with the galactic version. So a lot of intel, a lot of great information that you can read for free. And if you want to, you know, help me, help you, and help others awaken and understand more about what we do. Please donate from $5 to at any amount that you can to help our mission, to help my mission, to help, you know, just survive and continue with these updates on a weekly basis from the heart. to you, brothers and sisters. So here, time to pay attention. Catch this.
Please open mind. Discernment in all information. October 12, 2016. Time to pay attention in the last 48 hours. Humanity just moved to the brink of war. Posted on the eventchronicle.com and the freethoughtproject.com. Editor note: over the past week, the tensions between the cabal-controlled U.S. government and Russia have been escalating dramatically. It has me quite concerned, and there has been much information I've come across in the past few days published in an effort to stay out of the fear paradigm. I'm posting this one for awareness of the situation, not to cause fear. Time to pay attention in the last 48 hours. Humanity just moved to the brink of war. By Claire Burnish. Months of disquieting and needless escalation between the United States and Russia over Syria and the Asia-Pacific theater quickened feverishly to near outright hostility over the past 48 hours, and considering semantics from both ends suggestive of antebellum blame-casting, it's past time to pay attention. Indeed, though a few analysts still dismissively liken the tension so much blustery rhetoric, growing number contends obstinate U.S. posturing about Russian aggression hasn't been taken so lightly by President Vladimir Putin and his rapidly amassing allies. Additionally, it now seems the U.S. has backed its incessant finger-pointing with the subtle language necessary to undertake what could best, if ironically, be termed a defensive first strike. While full-scale nuclear war might indeed be an outside possibility at this early date, the specter of full military engagement is quickly materializing on several fronts. To understand how we arrived so near this precipice, a series of events and statements over the previous months should be considered contextually with those of the last 2 days. After officially accusing the Russian government on Friday of attempting to influence the presidential election by hacking into and leaking documents from the Democratic National Committee servers, which, despite vast efforts to save face, undoubtedly tarnished the reputations of party members and nominee Hillary Clinton, President Obama offered an alarming statement Tuesday giving that accusation sharp teeth. There are a range of responses that are available to the president, and he will consider a response that is proportional, White House spokesman Josh Earnest, quoted by Reuters, told media aboard Air Force One. It is certainly possible that the president can choose response options that we never announced. Speculation on an unnamed option largely centered around some form of cyber response. Given the original accusation of hacking, however, it must be noted, 2 years ago the Obama administration deemed hacking an act of cyber terrorism and an utmost security priority, terrorism being of critical relevance given the ongoing war against it. Notably, U.S. officials have previously asserted cyber attacks, in some cases, could elicit a military response. Without unavailable proof the Russian government hacked the DNC, any punitive response by the U.S. proportional or not, cyber-oriented or not, would inherently be an aggressive first strike. Given the dispute over definitive evidence tracing the hack to Russia, any follow-through could conceivably be considered an act of war and slash or terrorism. As such, an actual response of any nature has been posited unlikely, however, in consideration of last week's belligerent remarks by U.S. Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley, downplaying the potential for a response could be foolhardy. The strategic result of our nation, the United States, being challenged and our alliances tested in ways that we haven't faced it.
So that's going on, guys. That, can you say, in a nutshell, that is, you know, more or less what it, what's cooking in the world level. It's time to pay attention, to really go inside, you know what I mean? Go inside, not much outside and, you know, look, paying attention on what the news are saying, what television are saying, etc., in the area. But to really go inside, guys. I mean, really, you know, go inside and to do something. In case of, for instance, Bernie Sanders alone, there is this idea on how Bernie Sanders could become president with only 130,000 per month votes from Vermont, okay? You know, they said that the independent daycare, he says, when we started this movement, our goal was to get Sanders into the House of Representatives lottery. The presidential race was set to be a photo finish, and we believe that there was a chance to throw the race into chaos and hope that we could survive round one and force a second round where our new reps will vote Bernie in the White House. But then, an 11-year-old tape of Donald Trump being a misogynist pay came out, and Clinton opened up an insurmountable lead, and now it's all but certain that Clinton will win the White House, yeah, right, by an electoral landslide. No way. Never mind that any informed voter will look through the latest WikiLeaks and decide that under no circumstances will any of us be ready for, you know, the Clintons or Trump. That's a matter for another article. The point is that this huge lead opened up, like Clinton has made our job easier. The people of Vermont were reluctant to support a campaign that could possibly land Trump in the White House. But now that Trump is no longer a factor, our goal has shifted to honoring Bernie Sanders. Senator Bernie Sanders, feel the burn. Bernie, 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 Bernie. The lifetime of service to the people of Vermont by making Sanders the president of Vermont. With Vermont only having 3 electoral votes and Clinton slated to win by a blowout, the people of Vermont can write in Sanders without worry of inadvertently electing Donald Trump. So far, the people we have spoken with by phone and by canvassing have been overwhelmingly receptive to the idea. But we need troops on the ground in Vermont. If you can get to Vermont, please contact and we will put you in touch with our canvassing coordinator, he said, and we really want to give this gift to Bernie and Jane. They deserve it, but we need your help. Now, on the original article, after reading Dan Pavlov's excellent article in the Inquisitor a few days ago about how it was theoretically, so I decided to write my own article and hopefully answer everyone's questions as well as recruit a few hundred people to help make this into a reality. Here are some of the questions I received over the last few days while promoting this idea on social media. Have you lost your mind? Bernie Sanders dropped out of the race. How could he become president? Okay, in order to be elected president, a candidate must win 270 electoral college votes. Each state is assigned to so many electoral votes, and whichever candidate wins the popular vote in that state wins that state's electoral votes. For example, when Donald Trump wins Texas, he will be awarded 38 electoral college votes. There are 538 electoral votes total. If the election were held today, Clinton is predicted to win a very tight race. Hillary will win around maybe 270. They were a way to take 3 electoral votes away from Clinton and award them to someone else, say Bernie Sanders. Okay, I am listening. You still sound like a crazy person, but I will buy it. How could we take 3 electoral votes away from Clinton and give them to Bernie Sanders? Simple. We take a state with a small population and we organize a writing campaign for Bernie Sanders. If only there were a state with an incredibly small population where all the people who live there love Bernie Sanders' home, or what there is actually a state that has 600,000 residents, approximately 400,000 out of voting age, and nearly all of them are huge Bernie Sanders supporters. And speaking of the state of Vermont, of course, 86% of Vermont Democrats voted Sanders against Clinton in their state's primary. Bernie Sanders was a very popular mayor and congressman there. He is currently the most beloved senator in America and is still representing the great state of Vermont. They absolutely love him. In fact, many Vermont president said that they are already planning and writing, on writing Bernie in. So, wow, I hadn't thought of that. So you actually sound less crazy now. So what will happen if they, by some miracle, Bernie Sanders won Vermont on a writing campaign? Okay, that's an excellent question. According to current prognostications, this will change the Electoral College results to Donald Trump 268, Clinton 267, Bernie Sanders 3. So Trump will win? No, nobody will win. You have to get 270 electoral votes to win, remember? So what then? Obama is funny, but no. In the event that no candidate is able to attain 270 electoral votes, then the House of Representatives picks a president from the three top candidates. Wait, Gary Johnson is polling at 10%, so Gary Johnson will be the third candidate? Not true. It is three candidates with the most electoral college votes, not the most popular votes. It is a third candidate with the most electoral college votes. So Johnson is not projected to win any state, so having more votes in the popular vote will not help them. Also, what are you yelling? The House of Representatives is currently under Republican control. You cannot expect me to believe that the Republicans will nominate Bernie Sanders. You're right. It's a long shot, but it's better than no shot. Joining the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, have been looking for a way to get rid of Trump for several months now. Paul Ryan has repeatedly spoken out about how much Trump is hurting the party. Republicans are even considering installing a superdelegate program going forward to prevent an outsider like Trump from ever being able to assault their party again. The GOP wants Trump on because they believe his presidency will be a disaster and will cause long-term damage to the party. This is of particular concern to Ryan, who plans to make a presidential run in the near future, and any damage to the party could cost him a chance at that run. Ryan wants to stop Donald Trump because of Trump's presidency will more than likely hurt Ryan's future run. Also, Trump wins, it puts the GOP out of business in the 2020 election, as Trump will join on false as the incumbent, Ron Marco Rubio. Or Paul Ryan 2020 and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, if you want to read the entire message, please sign up at isiamericas.com and or iamabsolutehealing.com. iamabsolutehealing.com. I am iStationana, your service. iStarRadio.com, iStationaRadio.com, iStarTV.com, NesaraJesara.com. Please, we can win, and together we can win. Feel the burn, hashtag feel the burn, hashtag Bernie is destined to become part of us, okay? Hashtag Sheran, 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 hashtag Sheran. Hashtag Sheran, hashtag Sheran, 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 hashtag, hashtag. Colorist, colorist, Adonai, Adonai, Senat, Zabanyar, I call on the, all the angels and archangels, all the body of angels, tsunamis of light, tsunamis of love.